9 earned runs, 19 hits, so fewer hits than innings pitch. Really good. The 29-11, that's also really good. That's almost 3-1. That's what you're looking for. And he's hit three batters so far, but Joe says all three deserved it. I don't know what that means. You go on, on these road games, Joe, I think you get a little nasty sometimes. Can I ask you, who thought that was a good idea?
Turn around.
I would just like to point out, and I'll ask you sincerely, have you ever seen Jerry Valeri and Boomer together?
I can't say that I have.
Again, I've gone out, and for Boomer's birthday tomorrow, I bought him a picture book of best prisons in Pennsylvania. All right, time now for our national anthem.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise as you are able, and we kindly request that you remove your caps. Please join me in welcoming Keep the Change Barbershop Quartet here to honor our great nation with a singing of our national anthem.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
they terrific. The America's Carpet Outlet. Opening pitch in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Midler Field at Lebrano Park goes to the dog tonight for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your favorite canine out for the State College Spike 6:35 p.m. game against Williamsport. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30, and it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Jonah Jenkins going through his final warm-ups for the Spikes. Jenkins, the 6'1", 205-pound right-hander out of Ohio State and Denver, Colorado. 6-4 for the Buckeyes this year with a 3.81 ERA. 44 strikeouts to 19 walks. Fewer hits than innings pitched to. At 56 2/3 on the mound to 55 hits. They hit .258 against him this spring. And averaged 7 strikeouts per 9 innings. His last time out against Trenton a week ago, he went 5 innings, took the loss in that one. 7 hits, 4 runs, all earned, struck out 5, but walked only 1. It was a good outing. But it just turned out of circumstances he took the loss, and thus he's 1-2 on the season. Defensively, Logan Mathieu at first, Zach Vuletich at second. Josh Leslie is at short, Marcus Page at third, Carlos Contreras in left, Peyton Harden in center, Brendan Dorigi in right, and Luis Aviles behind the plate. And the opening pitch of the game at 6:35, brought to you by America's Carpet Outlet, your locally owned flooring provider, located on North Atherton Street in State College for over 25 great years. Remember that America's Carpet Outlet is ACO. Opening pitch of the game is a strike. 79 degrees at game time. Beautiful evening for baseball again. And that's hit in the air. Center field going back now, circling toward it is Peyton Harden, and the center fielder puts it away, and McNaughton is gone. So McNaughton is retired, and that will bring Tyler Lash to the plate. Lash hitting .324, seventh in the league. No home runs, 13 knocked in with three doubles. Two hits in last night's game. And misses up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes the count. Jesse Litch, the manager, coaching down at third. Outside corner for strike, 1-1. Andy Hurtado is coaching down at first. And Jenkins delivers. That's inside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Went fastball at 90 that time. And again, this goes, by the way, for both sets of pitchers. The ability to, quote, trust your stuff. 2-1 up high. 89 with that fastball. 3-1 the count. Yeah, what kind of movement can you get on that pitch? Right? You know, sure, would everybody love to go out there and throw 98, 99? Sure. That's popped up foul behind the screen. It's going to bounce down below. And it's full 3-2. Three balls and two strikes the count. With one out, base is empty here in the opening inning, and Jenkins delivers. That's on the ground foul between Andy Hurtado and the first base line. So there, Andy is the first base coach. That means it's a foul. So still 3-2. And the pitch by Jenkins. And he walked him. So Lash aboard, first base runner of the night, and that'll bring Will Fenning to the plate. Fenning at 282 with three home runs, 10 knocked in, and four doubles. Spikes this year have turned 19 double plays, including one last night. And Jenkins delivers. That's hit foul, first base side. Sails over the roof and out of play. No balls and a strike. And the pitch. Up high, fastball at 91. Jenkins waits. Middle infield double play depth. Outfield straightaway deep. Hit to right field. Dorigi drifts back. He's there. Brennan puts it away. Two outs. Good job by Dorigi that time of fighting the sun and making that catch, because it was not hit high in the air. It was more on a line. And here he is, Jose Gonzalez, who had a couple hits last night. Gonzalez at 301. With four home runs, tied for the league lead, with 13 knocked in, seven doubles, two triples. And the pitch. That's up high for a ball. 1-0 the count. Starts him out with an 89-mile-per-hour fastball. One ball and no strikes. 79-degree evening. Barely a breeze here at the ballpark tonight. Flags are hardly moving. Anytime they do move, it's blowing straight out. He fouled off his right foot. Went all the way out to Zach Vuletich at second, but it's a foul ball, and they're going to come out and check on him. So Gonzalez wants to stay in the game. He gives the thumbs up to the trainer and to the bench, and it's a 1-1 count. And the pitch. That's fouled. Third base side, rolling toward the Williamsport dugout. It's now a ball and two strikes on Gonzalez. Good-looking hitter, Gonzalez. Obviously, we've seen these guys enough now to this point. Short lead for Lash at first and a 1-2 count. And here it is. There goes Lash up high for ball. Throw to second, and he steals the bag. They had a real shot at him that time. That's his first stolen base in two attempts. But he's on second now, and Gonzalez has a 2-2 count. A little bit of haze down the mountain range tonight toward Pleasant Gap and Belfont. A little bit of haze over Tussie Mountain, which is right behind the right field grandstand. 2-2 to Gonzalez. It's low and inside, full 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Lash leads off second. He walked and stole the base. Here's the pitch. And ball four. It bounced away from Avilas. He picks up on it. Lash goes to third. Gonzalez just trotted down to first when he should have probably been busting tail to get down there. But it's first and third with two outs. And here's Mason Minzy. Minzy went 0-for-5 last night in the leadoff spot. Minzy, the switch hitter, will bat from the left side against the righty Jenkins. Mason at 268. No home runs and four knocked in. Does not have an extra base hit. Jenkins goes set, and the righty delivers. And he waved through that one. He tried to hold up, could not. It is 0-1. Gonzalez is 3-for-5 in stolen bases, but this is a situation where he's got Lash on third. Infield back, Harden straightaway deep, DeRiggi straightaway deep. Contreras shallows in left. Outside for a ball that just missed with the 91-mile-per-hour fastball. It's level at 1-1. And the 1-1. Ooh, just missed inside. Just missed inside. Two balls and a strike. Here's the set, and the 2-1. It's on the ground, two opera to second, Vuletich. He'll go to first and end the inning. No runs, no hits, and a pair left. Half inning in the books. Williamsport nothing, State College coming to bat on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The U.S. Kids presents, What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
So we work our way to the bottom of the first inning, and the Spikes will face Salvatore Ferro, the left-hander. Ferro is making his eighth appearance, his fifth start, 0-3 for a 7.84 ERA. 20 and two-thirds, 27 hits, 25 runs, 18 of them earned. The problem is the number of walks to strikeouts. You're talking about 12 strikeouts to 13 walks, and that just doesn't work. Opposing hitters, 290 against him. He's also hit one. And defensively, they will have E.J. Taylor at first, Lash at second, Isaiah Byers at short, Rojas at third, McNaughton in left, Braylon Skinner in center, Will Fenning in right, and Mason Minzy behind the plate. Peyton Harden followed by Josh Leslie, Carlos Contreras middle third, Braden Blackford, Luis Aviles, Brendan Dorigi bottom third, Logan Mathieu, Marcus Page, Zach Vuletich. Harden will lead it off. Last night went 2-for-4 with a triple, 2 runs scored. He also knocked in a run. He's hitting .313 with no home runs, 10 knocked in with 10 doubles, the triple, and 14 stolen bases. The pitch. That is down the left field line, slicing foul. He waited on that pitch that time and was just a bit late with it. It bounces to the Geisinger kid zone. Really nice crowd here tonight. It's always more difficult on Bark at the Park to judge because so many people are on the concourse with the dogs. That's foul, third base side, lifted over the roof and out of play. It's 0-2. No balls, add two strikes to Peyton Harden. The Spikes right now in second place, 5.5 back of West Virginia. 0-2. That's up high for a ball. Close. One, two, the count. Harden in that left-handed box. Here's the pitch. That's outside 2-2. Was not close. Martin Hassenfuss behind the plate tonight. Jesse West down at first and Don Goller at third. And the pitch. That's lifted in the air, center field. Skinner late jump on it, goes back, edge of the track, puts it away, one out. So that'll bring to the plate Josh Leslie. Leslie went 1-for-4 last night with a walk, a run scored, and an RBI. Tim Battle is coaching down at third. Jesus Azuaje coaching at first. Leslie a .337, 2 home runs, 15 knocked in, 5 doubles on the year for him. And Ferro delivers. That's down low, caught the plate but low. Leslie fifth in the league in hitting at .337. That feels straight away, actually deep on him, the pitch. Outside corner for strike, levels the count at 1-1. Up to Williamsport tomorrow night, but that's the start of 7 games in 9 days on the road before the Spikes finally get back here. Pitch. Bounce that one in. Spikes will be back on August the 20th. Let's see, it's sooner than that. They'll be back on August the 19th, I believe. The pitch. Outside for a ball. 3-1 the count. Spikes will be back on August the 18th, that Friday. And the pitch. Outside corner for strike. 3-2, good pitch. Big series with West Virginia. In fact, at that point, now they hit the accelerator. Spikes will have a five-game homestand, followed by another four-game homestand. Then a single game after. They got a lot of games down the stretch at home. And that's in the air to right field, pretty well hit, but playable. Waiting is Fenning and puts it away, two outs. So the Spikes go on the road to Williamsport tomorrow night. Then Frederick over the weekend, 11, 12, 13, off day Friday, or off day Monday. Then Trenton, 15, 16, 17. And then they have West Virginia here for the weekend on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Off day, then Williamsport here for two games. And that five-game homestand. Carlos Contreras takes a strike. Contreras last night went 2-for-4, knocked in a run, scored two. League-leading 358 with no home runs and 22 knocked in. Nine doubles and a triple. That's on the ground to first. Taylor to the knees. Races to the bag. Wins the race and the inning is over. Spikes go in order in the first at the end of one. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Interesting, during the changeover to the second inning, Martin Hasselpuss, the home plate umpire, Dave Tremblay, the Spikes manager, Jesse Litch, the Cutters manager, talked for a good, decent amount of time behind home plate. And Dave did most of the talking. And I mean, no issue. Although Caleb Marquez is taking over behind the plate. So Caleb Marquez for Luis Aviles behind the plate as we start the top of the second with Taylor Rojas and Byers. 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Up high for ball to EJ. Hitting 162 with two home runs and 9 knocked in with 2 doubles. That one's popped up. Behind first, Matthew back. Vuletic, the second baseman, better angle, calls him off, and there's one out. Freddie Rojas, the McDonald's strikeout guy. 196. With no home runs and 2 knocked in. 1 double. Last night, the McDonald strikeout guy, Isaiah Byers, did strike out. Good news. Jenkins delivers. That's up high for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes the count. Jenkins delivers. It's inside and it popped up and it hit Rojas in the face off the ground. Freddie Resilient will go back into the box. So Caleb Marquez takes over behind the plate and he'll hit in the five spot. It's on the ground to second, Vuletich. Sidearms to first in time. Two outs. Isaiah Byers, 145, home run, seven knocked in, and a double, bats from the right side. Two outs, base is empty, we're scoreless top of the second, and the pitch. That's popped up, shallow right, Vuletich out, gives way to the right fielder, Dorigi. Brennan waits and puts it away, and the inning is quickly over. 1-2-3 go the cutters, and they're out for the second. Inning and a half gone. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Line & Kugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
So once again, between innings, they did musical chairs. Jerry Valeri won again. It's amazing when Julie runs it, the kids actually win. I worry. Scoreless to the bottom of the second. Braden Blackford, Caleb Marquez, and Brendan Dorigi. Little part of the order for the Spikes. Blackford last night went 1-for-3 with a couple of walks, hitting .313, four home runs, and 18 knocked in with nine doubles. Also has a triple. And the pitch by Farrow. There's a strike. It is 0-1. Started him out with a slider that time. No balls and one strike the count. Good crowd here tonight. Really good crowd. And the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the mitt. It's 0-2. Wind is now kicked up a bit, blowing out about 5 miles an hour. It's blowing straight out. Shadows no issue for the hitter or the pitcher, especially at this time of the year. Up high, 1-2 the count. Slider again. So the Spikes are back here on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Big three-day weekend. And the pitch. That is lined to short, and it then sinks and bounces, and he's thrown out 6-3. Good job by Byers that time to gauge it. And with one out, here's Caleb Marquez. Marquez did not play last night. In the game against Mahoning Valley Sunday, he walked and scored a run. He's hitting .238, home run, and eight knocked in. Former 39th round draft pick of the Milwaukee Brewers back in 2018. And the pitch. down low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. And he has a lot of traits that you can see why he was drafted. And the pitch. That's outside for a ball, 2-0 the count. So you're asking yourself, how can a guy be drafted, play in the minors, which he did, and then go back and play college ball? We'll answer that in a moment. Here's the 2-0. Outside corner for strike, it's 2-1. You're allowed to do it if you go to Division II, Division III, or NAIA. You can't do it going to Division I. And he went to St. Cloud. It's outside, 3-1 the count. Here's the set and the 3-1. That's fouled over the screen, just down to our left. I'll be honest with you, crashed into something. Three balls and two strikes to Marquez with one out, bases empty. That's fouled to our right to the screen. Now full 3-2. DeRiggi picks it up, flips it into the Spikes dugout. I think Sebastian Rodriguez is the one that caught it. It was. 3-2. On its way. That is laced up the middle into center field. That's a base hit. First hit of the ball game for either team. Caleb Marquez with the turn at first. And here's Brendan DeRiggi. DeRiggi 1-for-3 last night. Drove in two, walked twice. Now with two home runs, 19 knocked in. Hitting 286 with 10 doubles and a triple. DeRiggi's hit one home run at Mahoning Valley and one home run way over the grandstand here and right. It's up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. Yes, that is audio evidence that it's Bark in the Park night. 1-0. Farrell waits, delivers. It's down low to Brennan, 2-0 the count. Obviously, Marquez, in all likelihood, not a threat to run, although this past spring in college, he was 3-for-5 in stolen bases. It's on the ground, the second, wheeling his lash, good play, throws second one on to first, and DeRiggi beats it out, so it'll be a fielder's choice. Good play by Lash, the second baseman, as he flipped it over to Byers that time in the pirouette. Two outs. Logan Mathieu. Two home runs, 11 knocked in with three doubles. Went 0-for-5 last night. Scoreless here in the bottom of the second. A few clouds overhead. No big deal. And Farrow to the plate. That is up the middle. That's going to fall for a base hit. DeRiggi stops at second as Skinner fires it back in. So first and second with two outs. Marcus Page pinch hit last night. Went 0-for-1. Two home runs, 14 knocked in with six doubles. Page has that big bat. He can make it 3-0 in a swing. Farrow, left-hander, time called. So they'll reset the 20. And Page waits in the right-handed box. Farrow glances at second, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Curveball that time from Farrow. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. He's 10th in the league and runs knocked in with 14, but he missed on that one. It's 0-2. He went curveball again. Look, I think he's going to have to expect he's going to see a curveball here. Two outs. DeRiggi on second, Mathieu on first. Set by Farrow. And to the plate. High and tight. One ball and two strikes the count. Ball and two strikes. And the pitch. That is down the left field line, hooking foul into the Williamsport bullpen. Hit off the back wall and bounced onto the field. It's going to be picked up by Ben McNaughton. And the left fielder will throw it back to the pen. Scoreless here in the bottom of the second, but with two outs, Spikes at first and second. 1-2 to Page. Bounce that one in. Level at 2-2 with Zach Buletich on deck. Next Bark in the Park will be August the 29th. Final week of the season. 2-2 on Page. And the pitch. It's fouled straight back to the screen. We'll do it again at 2-2. Two and two the count. DeRiggi, good lead off first. Matt off second. And a swing and a miss on a high curveball. Strike three got him. First strikeout for Salvador Ferro. Came at a good spot for him. And the inning is over. No runs, two hits, and two left for the Spikes. End of two. Still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network. Presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top half of the third inning in a scoreless game. Steve Jones with you at the ballpark tonight with Joe Putnam. We've got David for one more night. Cannot put a price on guys like him. And here is Braylon Skinner. Skinner, who came into this ballpark 3 weeks ago, that's up high and away for a ball, 3-for-30 on the year at 100, is now hitting 309. He's 18 for his last 38. The pitch. That's fouled to the plate. It's 1-1. He fouled that off his front foot, his right foot. He's driven in six. He has three doubles. It's been terrific. I know he plays for Williamsport, but you don't want to see a guy hitting 100. I mean, he's bounced right back. 1-1. Inside for ball. We'll say the same thing about Buletich. Buletich started out 0 for 10. He's 9 for his last 21. The pitch. It's on the ground to his left and just past the diving Buletich into right field for a base hit. Skinner's aboard and he can move. Skinner is 7 for 9 in stolen bases. First hit of the ball game for Williamsport. Top of the order, Ben McNaughton. He flew out to Harden in center field in the first. Cutter's already had one stolen base tonight. That was by Tyler Lash. Skinner's out to his lead at first as Jenkins goes set at the letters. Throw to first, just a courtesy throw over just to say, how are you? Uniform dirty? You okay? Middle infield, the double play depth. And a throw over again. No tag by Logan because it's just a lob over by Jenkins. Beautiful, comfortable night here at the ballpark. And a good crowd on hand. And the pitch. Bunts at first base side, but foul. 0-1 won the count. The Spikes will go over 80,000 in attendance tonight. Came in at 79,524. And based on the promotions of the next homestand, they'll clear 90. The pitch, low and outside for ball, 1-1 the count. Skinner bluffed that time. Normal depth by Contreras in left. A little deeper in center by Harden and Dorigi shallow in right. The pitch, swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that slider. It's 1-2. Jenkins, four-seam fastball, the curveball, the slider, the change, and he also throws a cutter. 1-2 the count. There goes Skinner. That's up high for a ball. Throw to second, and he is out at second base. He popped up that time short of the bag. And Buljatic made the tag, and there's now one out. Good throw by Marquez, but Skinner helped him out because he actually came up short of the bag. He popped up, and he wasn't in the bag yet. 2-2. Low and out. Oh, called strike three. Got him. Wow. Well, Spikes will take that one. And that's strikeout brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. They offer clinical excellence and compassion to care with 220 providers across 19 locations. Meet our team at MountainIndy.org. And here's Tyler Lash, who walked, stole a base, and wound up at third in the opening inning. And it's outside for ball. So this is hitter number 11 in the game for Jenkins. And he's had six first pitch strikes. Mixed bag. 1-0. Outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. But Jenkins, for the most part, relatively efficient. 39 pitches so far here in the third inning. And the 1-1. Roll foul. First base side. Bounces off the tarp. Spike's bullpen will have to get that one. One, two. Low and inside. Good backhand by Marquez. 2-2 the count. Wind blowing out, a gentle breeze, about 5 miles per hour. It's blowing straight out. 2-2, and here is Jenkins offering. Curveball outside. Full 3-2 on Lash. Lash came into the night. Seventh in the league in hitting. At 324. 3-2 from Jonah Jenkins. Popped up. Infield. Jenkins. Catcher Marquez. And he comes out to the mound and makes the catch. And the inning is over. No runs, a hit, and nobody left at the end of 2.5. Scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics. America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here in State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
Another efficient inning for Jonah Jenkins. Threw 15 pitches in that inning. So far, 43 on the night. And the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine now welcomes new patients. Call 814-865-3566. Zach Vuletich to the plate. 290 now, and squares the bunt, pulls back, and that'll be a ball. One ball and no strikes. We talked about how Zach had been 0 for 10 at the plate. He's 9 for his last 21, a 429 clip. That pitch down low. 2-0 the count to Zach. Not only that, when he's been getting on base, he's been moving. He's now 5 for 5 in stolen bases. 2-0 the count of Vuletich. Back to the top of the order. Harden on deck. That's foul. Pass Jesus Azuaje down at first. 2-1 the count. And that'll be Josh Leslie. So 9-1-2 for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third inning in a scoreless game. Farrow's pitched well to this point. Goes set and the lefty to the plate. There's a strike right down the heart. Evens the count at 2-2. When Cutter that time at 86. Two-two. On the ground to second. Lash ranges to his left, fires, and gets him by a step. One up and one down for the Spikes here in the bottom of the third inning. And here's Peyton Harden, who flew out to center his initial time up. Up at Williamsport tomorrow night. Then they go to Trenton, excuse me, they go to Frederick, then Trenton. So seven-game road trip over 8 days. Then West Virginia here in the 18th, 19th, and 20th. Fireworks from the field on the 19th. And the pitch. Outside corner for a strike to Harden. No balls and one strike to count. That pitch is also a strike. It's 0-2. Fastball at 87 from Farrow. And the pitch. In the dirt, 1-2 the count. Anytime you want tickets, easy to do. 814-272-1711. Buy, print, download statecollegespikes.com or go to the box office. It's always just a great luxury to do it ahead of time. You can walk up, but doing it ahead of time, more relaxing. 1-2. Low and outside, even at 2-2. Mason Minzy gestures out to his pitcher. One out, base is empty in the bottom of the third of a scoreless game. Spikes have out hit them 2-1 so far. Farrow, the left-hander, works from the first base side. Outside, Minzy framed it, but it didn't get there. 3-2 the count on Harden. Farrow working quickly and delivers. Rolled on the ground to first. Taylor backs up, takes it, race to the bag, dives to the bag, and with the glove, with the ball in the glove, beats Harden to the bag. So Taylor's over there. He's like, uh-oh. Harden can move. Josh Leslie flew to right his initial time up in the first inning. Two outs, base is empty. As so far, Jonah Jenkins and Salvatore Ferro have exchanged zeros. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. Nice curveball that time from Ferro. 0-1 the count. And the pitch. On the ground, wide of the bag at third. 325 left field line, 378 left center. 410 the nook, 399 dead center, 375 right center, 320 down the line and right to the Lion Country Kia corner. 0-2 the count on Leslie. Set by Ferro. And delivers. It's fouled straight back to the screen. Wall 7 feet high at the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, half filled tonight. Goes to 8 feet high at the scoreboard in left center, all the way around to the monster in right, where it's 18.55 feet high with the grandstand above it. That's half filled tonight. 0-2 on Josh. That's on the right side. Here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Mincy ought to complete the strikeout at first. And the inning is over. Second strikeout for Salvatore Ferro. And at the end of three full, scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Opening three innings in 46 minutes. And that's because two pitchers have pitched well tonight, Salvatore Ferro and Jonah Jenkins. And Joe, three innings, one hit, struck out one, walk two, that's it. And Joe takes us through the middle three of this scoreless game.
Thank you, Steve. And interesting that Caleb Marquez, his catcher, came out and helped him out on the pop-up that ended the top of the third inning.
Joe, I've never seen that before.
I know.
I've never seen a catcher go to the pitcher's mound and make the play.
Well,
right? I mean, I thought that's what Matthew and Paige were there for.
Yeah. Well, Jonah Jenkins, you could tell he could not find the
ball.
Well,
he didn't see it. Yeah.
And usually it's the pitcher that kind of points it out, but Marquez seemed to be the only one that had a beat on it, so he made the play. 0-1 to Will Fenning. Breaking ball low and away evens it up. Fenning flied out to right field his first time up. Just a gorgeous evening for baseball here.
This is great.
1-1. Bounced. Not sharply onto first. Picked up by Matthew. Flips to Jenkins, who high steps over to first in time.
Yeah, but there's your fundamentals right there, Joe. We talk about it all the time. Jerome Williams over and over emphasizes that play right there. Look at the play E.J. Taylor made way to dive on Harden. Well, he shouldn't have had to have made that play like that. With all due respect to Ferro, Ferro should have been over there waiting for it.
Yep, that's what pitchers fielding practice, PFP. And Spikes usually take it about once a week, twice if needed. Here's Jose Gonzalez, the DH. Extended his on-base streak. He now 21 in a row with a walk in the first inning.
I was saying when he came to the plate the first inning, Joe, he's a good-looking player. I like him at the plate. Now, in the outfield, he's okay. But the plate's a good hitter.
He's been the most productive hitter for the Crosscutters in the second half. The 0-1 fouled away left side. Two strikes now to Gonzalez. Williamsport's had its ups and downs in the second half of the season, but
yeah, but I talked to Anthony Markle about that. Yep. He says we're trying to just like enjoy being around each other.
Grounder down the first baseline, snagged by Logan Matthew. Logan will take the play himself this time. Steps on the bag. Gonzalez retired for the second out.
But who was waiting there for him? Jenkins was waiting there.
Exactly.
For him.
He was right there, but yeah. Logan was headed to the bag anyway.
Trying to think, since it's Boomer's birthday, what beverages to bring tomorrow. What?
Mason Minzy, the switch hitting catcher, up. Batting as a lefty, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Fastball low.
I understand the CIA is going to tape it and use it in interrogations. Just a thought.
The 1-0. Minzy lifts this one in the air down the right field line. DeRiggi, a late break on it, but slides at the warning track. It's just out of his reach.
Yeah.
Cannot fault the effort there from Brennan.
No.
He made up a lot of ground. And he's the back of his white jersey, white pants. You can tell he played in the ball game now.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think if he had seen it all the way, kind of took the, and good solid fundamentals as an outfielder, you always want your first step to be back. If he had been able to track the ball away off the bat, might have had a better shot at it. But he did what you're supposed to do. 1-1, that's a strike over the outer edge. That's something that Dave Tremblay preaches a lot, too. Doing things the right way.
Always.
Every time. The 1-2. Breaking ball in the dirt. Blocked by Marquez. Minzy laid off. It's ball two.
Jenkins has been averaging 14 pitches an inning. This will be his 10th pitch of the inning here.
And the 2-2. That's fouled away. Of course, tossed 5 1/3 scoreless at Trenton a few weeks back. That's probably his best outing of the season.
Yeah.
But it's sort of tracking that way even actually better than that now.
Right.
Another 2-2. Fastball just below the zone. 3-2.
On the birthday thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't RSVP.
I think we're going to see the...
Let me guess. I'm there as your guest.
My plus ones, dude. Pitch outside a ball. That's the third walk of the game for Jonah Jenkins.
Do we get cake?
I hope so. Jayhawk will get his cake.
Oh, yeah, no, he would. No, he takes really good care of us.
Yes.
No, Jayhawk's big time.
He might warn us off Boomer's birthday cake and have some alternative cake for us, but...
Here's a good one.
Here's E.J. Taylor now. Popped out to the second baseman. Vuletic first chime up. First delivery to him here. A strike. Breaking ball over the outer half of the plate.
No, Jenkins has done a good job. He's been really claiming both sides of the plate. Good mix of pitches. Fastball's been to 92.
0-1, curveball for a strike over the inner half of the plate. Now he's starting his slider and his curve are getting over consistently for strikes. Yeah.
Let's see if he can get the cutter in there. He's got the cutter, and he can be effective with it. Oh, fierce battle in the concourse.
Or maybe they're overjoyed to see each other. The 0-2, and that's low and away, bounces off the bricks. Marquez rears back to throw, but Minzy already diving into second. That'll be a wild pitch.
Maybe they found out Boomer's birthday's tomorrow up in Williamsport.
Maybe. Cries of joy or?
No, it appears to be a snarl, Joe.
Uh-oh.
They're showing pictures. Look whose birthday it is tomorrow. Imagine all the kids out there who have their birthday on August 10th. They're sitting there like going, oh, really? Boy, a lot of this is a terrific crowd here tonight.
It really is.
I mean, we usually can't judge because of the, you know, number of people have dogs there on the concourse, but there's a lot of people in the seats.
Well, enjoying a fantastic Wednesday night. Of course, our friends at HVAC Distributors are here tonight. Biotta out here tonight.
Yeah, look at the kids zone over there.
Oh, yeah. In full swing. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Jenkins bounces back, records his second strikeout of the night. Brought to you by Mountain Nittany Health. Mountain Nittany Health earned 5 stars from Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Service in 2021, 22, and 23. We were ranked world's best hospitals by Newsweek. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. 3.5 gone. Still scoreless here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Medler Field at Leblano Park goes to the dog tonight for Bark in the Park 3, presented by the Center Daily Times. Bring your favorite canine out for the State College Spike 6:35 p.m. game against Williamsport. Doggy doors and gates open at 5:30, and it's a Wine Wednesday presented by Seven Mountains Wine Cellars. Get half-price wine and Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy from 5:30 to 7:30. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Ready to swing for the fences? As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger believes in big league dreams. And whether yours includes playing in the pros, riding your bike, or just getting back on your feet, our doctors and healthcare professionals throughout central Pennsylvania are here for you every step of the way. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping our communities live life to the fullest at geisinger.org.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's the Toyota RAV fourth inning, proudly brought to you by Toyota and your central PA Toyota dealers. For a dealership near you, visit toyota.com. Carlos Contreras, Braden Blackford, Caleb Marquez, the 3-4-5 hitters due up for the Spikes here in the bottom of the fourth inning. No score as of yet. Contreras grounded out his first chime up, swings to the first pitch here, lofts it towards center. Braylon Skinner underneath it makes the grab quickly. One away. Salvatore Ferro has yielded 2 hits through the first 3 1/3 innings. And that's the extent of the base runners for the Spikes. Meanwhile, Jonah Jenkins has allowed just 1 hit, 3 walks. And again, no scoring so far. As Braden Blackford steps in, he grounded out to short his first time up. This is the middle game of this 3-game series. The two teams will head up to Williamsport tomorrow night to complete the set, with a 6:35 p.m. matchup at Muncie Bank Ballpark at historic Bowman Field. Pitch up and in for a ball on Blackford. So Steve and I will be back with you at approximately 6:20 tomorrow night. Spikes Live presented by Mountain Nittany Health. Sharp grounder on to second, taken by Lash off the hip. Throw on to first in time. Two gone. Farrow's now retired 6 straight, but here is Caleb Marquez, who delivered the first hit of the game for the Spikes off him in the second. Again, 6:35 game tomorrow. It'll be right-hander Xander Lovin making his first start of the season for the Spikes after stellar work out of the bullpen as of late. He'll be opposed by lefty Zach Shoemaker for Williamsport. Breaking ball to Marquez, up and away for a ball. Shoemaker, of course, tossed 8 1/3 innings of no-hit ball last week before eventually yielding his first hit of the game. Needed 130 pitches, but Jesse Litch was going to make sure he had an opportunity to post the MLB Draft League's first no-hitter as the foul ball first base side. Taylor was tracking it but could not quite extend across the tarp to make the play. Good thing our tarp crew put an arch in that last time and rolled it up. Not quite. That was not deliberate. One ball, one strike to Marquez. So that'll be a 6:35 game. Then the Spikes hit the road this weekend. A trio of games at Harry Grove Stadium against the Frederick Keys. First visit down there here in the second half. The 0-2 tapped foul, third base side. And as a matter of fact, it'll be the Spikes' only visit to Frederick in the second half. Keys will come up here August 25th through the 27th. 0-2 to Marquez. And the pitch, fastball in tight, 88 miles an hour. Brennan Dorigi waiting on deck. Marquez, of course, a defensive replacement in the second inning. Took over in the number five spot in the order for Luis Aviles, who did start the game. Caught the first inning, but then Marquez took over in the top of the second. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball low and away, and the count runs full. Wind not gusting as hard as yesterday, but still blowing about 5 to 10 miles an hour out to left, and Marquez pops it up that way, but this will be playable along the left field line for Rojas. The third baseman steps into foul ground to make the catch, and the inning is over. Three up, three down for the Spikes. Four innings complete. Still scoreless on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
Into the fifth inning, no score here in the finale of the homestand, middle game of the series between the Spikes and the Crosscutters. Joe Putnam, Steve Jones along with you. David Saggio up here in the booth with us as well. And it'll be Freddie Rojas Jr., Isaiah Byers, and Braylon Skinner. And yes, Rojas is the McDonald's strikeout guy, so if he strikes out, everybody will get a free Big Mac with any purchase at local participating McDonald's by presenting their game ticket over the next 3 days, starting tomorrow at noon. Rojas grounded out his first time up. We'll also open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in this inning, let you know what's going on in the MLB Draft League, Major League Baseball, and beyond. Bouncer onto the right side. It'll be another ground out as Vuletic picks it up. Throw to first is in time. Rojas set down. He's 0 for 2, but he is not struck out for the Big Mac tonight. With one out, Isaiah Byers the batter. Shortstop flied out to right. His first chime up. We open up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard in the MLB Draft League. Only one other game officially on the schedule tonight. But, of course, the Trenton Thunder are hosting the Savannah Bananas at Trenton Thunder Ballpark this evening. That, of course, an exhibition contest. First pitch fastball is a strike to Byers on the inner half. And I think that was the cutter from Jonah. 0-1. Down and in with a four-seamer in tight ball one. But in the official MLB Draft League championship season game, the West Virginia Black Bears, league leaders in the second half, up 1-0 on Mahoning Valley, top of the fourth, down in the Mountain State. Bouncer on to third, taken in by third base coach and manager Jesse Litch. He'll hang on to it for the time being. 1-2 the count to Byers. And Jenkins delivers. Swing and a miss, strike three. Marquez will have to throw down to first to complete the strikeout. He does. It's the third strikeout of the night For Jonah Jenkins, it's brought to you by Mount Nittany Health. Mount Nittany Health is committed to the well-being of our community with 9 primary care locations throughout the region. We are the leading provider of primary care. Visit MountNittany.org to find a provider today. Oh-ho! The ice cream has arrived. That's an interesting swirl on the peanut butter. Braylon Skinner takes ball one high and away. Skinner extended his hitting streak to 11 games with a single in the third, but was caught stealing. And Steve is merely the messenger. The delivery man, as it were. Sharp grounder to short. Backhanded by Leslie. High throw to first, but Logan Matthew extends up, keeps his foot on the bag, and ends the inning. So the crosscutters go down 1-2-3. I'm going to dig into peanut butter swirl. Looks like a scoop of peanut butter and 3 of vanilla, but you know what? I actually like that combination. I like that combination a lot. Halfway home, scoreless here at Medler Field at LeBron O'Park on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league, we take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Nearly 1 in 2 U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Visit ManagerBP.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Brennan DeRiggi, Logan Matthew, Marcus Page set to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning for the Spikes. No score in this one. 1 hit for Williamsport, 2 for State Collins. That's all so far. Jonah Jenkins, Salvatore Ferro dueling as Ferro delivers his 61st pitch of the night. It's low and away for a ball to the lefty DeRiggi. Brennan bounced into a fielder's choice his first time up. Ferro delivers. Curveball and a called strike. Slicing across the inner half of the plate. 1-1. DeRiggi out of the University of Iowa, most recently in his collegiate career. Of course, played for the Frederick Keys in the first half of the MLB Draft League season. He'll make a return this weekend with the Spikes. Breaking ball missed low that time. 2-1 to DeRiggi. Farrell going exclusively from the stretch, delivers. Fastball misses low, and it's a 3-1 count. By the way, we did get an update on that Trenton Thunder Savannah Bananas game. Trenton leading Savannah 2-1 end of 3 innings. Actually is available at MLBDraftLeague.com by the Trenton stream through Pixelot as DeRiggi takes ball 4 down and away. And Brennan draws the leadoff walk. It's the first base on balls issued by Salvatore Ferro tonight. And the left-hander now facing another lefty in Logan Matthew, who delivered a single his first time up. So Frederick actually, it's an off day today to prepare for. And then they'll finish off their series with Trenton before coming back this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, to host the Spikes. First pitch, breaking ball, a strike on the outer half to Matthew. DeRiggi leading off first. No score, no outs. Bottom of the fifth. Ferro to the plate. That chopper foul, first base side. 0-2 to Logan Matthew. Major League Baseball scores tonight. Cardinals leading the Rays 3-2, top of the fourth inning. Just chatting about the performance of former Spike Nick Dunn, 2018 Spike, who was in the New York Penn League All-Star Game, played here at Medler Field at Lebronto Park that season, hitting over 400 with the AAA Memphis Redbirds, as here's a ball poked down the left field line, but it goes foul, bouncing off the wall in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion, occupied by HVAC distributors tonight. Still an 0-2 count to Matthew. Who knows who will be next on the road to the show, presented by HRI Inc. 71 folks so far. Drew Maggi, the latest, of course. That great story prior to the Spike season beginning, as he finally, 13 years after debuting professionally here in Happy Valley, made his Major League debut with the Pittsburgh Pirates. Had a great week in the Steel City before returning to AA Altoona. 0-2 to Matthew again, and the pitch popped up. High in the air, shallow right center. On it is the second baseman, Lash, who comes down with the ball. Turned all around, but he ended up snaring it with the leather. Derigi retreats to first, and there's one away. That'll bring Marcus Page to the plate. Page struck out his first chime up. Elsewhere in the bigs, the Tigers leading the Twins 4-3. Going into the fourth inning in Detroit, the Phillies lead the Nationals 5-0. Bottom of the fourth in Philadelphia. Nick Castellanos with his 200th career home run. Astros lead the Orioles 3-0, top of the second. And Page swings the first pitch, lifts it in the air, left center field. Over for it, the left fielder McNaughton makes the grab just in front of the Nook. Nookie Monster's had an easy night so far out there. We haven't had any scoring so far. We're in the bottom of the fifth, and here is Zach Vuletich coming off a three-hit game last night. Started his season 0-10, hitting 500 since. Brandon out to second, his first time up this evening. Braves leading the Pirates 1-0, top of the third.
He's 9 for his last 22.
Well, 9 for his last 22, but he sends this one deep to left field. That'll increase here as it's over the head of McNaughton and off the base of the wall. Brennan Derigi getting waved in by Tim Battle. The relay throw to the plate deflects off the mitt of Minzy. Settling into second is Vuletich. That'll be an RBI double for Zach Vuletich. And the Spikes are on the board. It's 1-0 here in the bottom of the fifth. Vuletich with his second double as a Spike, his second run batted in. And he settled into third, advancing an extra base on the throw home. And now Peyton Hardin at the plate. Two gone. First pitch to Hardin. Pops out of the mid of Minzy, but not far enough away for Vuletich to try to come home. Peyton 0-2 tonight. Third hit of the game for the Spikes. Again, Williamsport only one hit so far. Three walks, but just one hit. The single by Skinner in the third. The 1-0. Check swing by Hardin. Breaking ball in the dirt. Appeal down to third. Don Goller says he went around. 1-1 the count. And the Braves up 1-0 on the Bucks. Top of the third. By the way, Bucko Mania night coming your way. Next Spikes home game, Friday, August 18th, 6:35 against the West Virginia Black Bears. Hardin does go at the pitch, but misses. Tried to hold back, could not. Bucko Mania night means the Pirate Parrot will be out. The Pittsburgh Pierogies will be out, as will the Bucko Brigade. The 1-2 lifted in the air, left field. McNaughton coming over toward the line, raises the mitt, makes the catch, and the inning is over. But the Spikes take the lead on the RBI double from Zach Vuletich. One run, one hit, one runner left. Five innings complete. 1-0 Spikes here on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
At Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Into the sixth inning, and for the first time tonight, Jonah Jenkins pitching with the lead. First time tonight anybody's pitching with the lead. It's 1-0 as Jenkins faces the leadoff hitter in the order, Ben McNaughton, left fielder 0-for-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Takes a strike over the outer edge, 0-1. Lots of emanations from the concession stands, the burgers, the dogs. Grounder on to short, broke the bat of McNaughton. Throw on to first from Leslie in time, and there's one away.
Just mentally trying to get myself into a lather to interview the lieutenant governor.
Billy Riley from Blaze Alexander Hyundai.
What's going
Mazda
on, Billy?
In fact,
I saw Blaze. I saw Blaze today. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was in a charity golf tournament. Talked to him for a little bit. Yeah.
First pitch to Lash, popped up in between ball, drops in right field as DeRiggi coming forward, Vultich going back, but the Texas leaguer is the second hit of the game for the Crosscutters. Four-legged friend here.
Absolutely. Boy, I'll
Declan,
tell you.
10 months old.
I'll tell you right now, smarter than the last guest that walked in here.
No.
No. We're talking about America's greatest non-field host.
Right. Declan is 10 months old.
Wow.
I find that hard to believe.
That's a big animal. A big animal.
110 pounds. Oh, maybe 150. Breaking ball for a strike. Oh, yeah. What breed is he? Not sure. At Center County Paws, yes.
Got him at Center County Paws. I'm going to guess there's part German Shepherd in here somewhere.
Okay.
Great Pyrenees mix.
Yes.
That explains the 110 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Got the DNA test.
It just came back. He's French, Swiss.
Yeah. O2. O2 to Fenning, a breaking ball low. 1-2 the count. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Fits right in. Just a puppy. 1-2 to Fenning, down and in for a ball. 2-2 the count.
I have one that's 10 months and it's 8 pounds.
Yep. Throw to first. Lash is back. Oh, Billy's. They are. Got the pups, the four-legged friends. Yeah, 16-year-old dog, 6 months. Here's a pop-up behind first, but it's the second baseman, Vuletic, over to the line, makes the catch. Matthew holding the bag in case they could double off Lash, but he stays at first. Two down in the top of the sixth. Jose Gonzalez, the batter, the designated hitter, walked in the first inning, grounded out in the fourth. Cotton candy skies tonight for our four-legged friends. I'm sure there's some of our four-legged friends who have devoured some cotton candy by accident tonight. Here's a ball ripped foul, first base side by Jose Gonzalez. Strike one to him. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Braves now leading the Pirates 2-0, bottom of the third. Royals and Red Sox knotted at one, going to the fourth inning in Boston. 0-1 from Jenkins. Breaking ball, and that deflects off the mitt of Marquez. He had to go up for that one, but deflects to the bricks. And Lash moves up to second. Again, still two outs. Red Sox, by the way, still in the blue and gold jerseys.
They think they're going to win with them. It's a luck thing. Yeah. I'm sure. I'm not kidding you.
It's happened before.
You win two in a row. If you win three, that's called a winning streak.
It has happened before. 1-1, and Gonzalez smacks this one to right center field. This is going to tie the game. Around third, Lash will score. Gonzalez dashing to second. He takes the turn. He's headed for third. The relay throw will not go to third. Sliding in with a triple is Gonzalez, and it's 1-1 in the top of the sixth. Well, Gonzalez is just the third hit of the night for the Crosscutters, but he delivers with the two-out triple. And now with a runner on third, Mason Minzy will step up. But before that, pitching coach Jerome Williams is out to talk to Jonah Jenkins. For Gonzalez, that is his third triple of the season and his 14th RBI. Billy, great to see you, sir. Our best to you and Declan. Hopefully we do. So with a triple there, Gonzalez now tied for the league lead with Braylon Marine of Mahoning Valley and Zade Walker of Frederick. All three of them now with a trio of triples. The meeting on the mound concludes. Three more bobblehead giveaways on the Spikes 2023 home schedule. That's a big stretch. The last 10 home games of the year starting August 18th. That's a Friday night extending all the way to the 31st. August 19th, the LeVar Leap 25th anniversary bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City. August 26th, the Carter Storace bobblehead presented by McClure Company, and August 27th, the Jalen Pickett bobblehead giveaway presented by Penn State Health. All three of those bobbleheads going to the first 1,000 fans on those respective dates, and tickets are available now at statecollegespikes.com.
And by the way, for LeVar and for Carter, it's also fireworks.
Yes.
From the field.
Fireworks from the field. Pitch high and away for a ball, 2-0. McClure Company presenting those fireworks on the 26th and the 19th. College Township Community Night, so College Township presenting a nice little fireworks show, our home township here. 2-0 the count to Minzy. And the pitch at foot tying away, 3-0 the count. By the way, just to go back, Lash moving up to second before the Gonzalez triple was a wild pitch. But 3-0 is the count to the current batter, Minzy. Runner on third, two gone. Now a 1-1 game, and the hit count even at three. The pitch homeward. Fastball for a strike on the outer half. Jenkins now with 83 pitches tonight, 48 of them for strikes. There is no action in the State College bullpen. Visit by Jerome Williams just to calm everybody down after the triple dashed the shutout. 3-1. Breaking ball, and that is high ball four. Deflects off the mitt. Marquez fields it off the bricks, and Hankins with the tag at the plate. Gonzalez trying to come home, but Kayla Marquez taking advantage of the true hop off the bricks behind home plate. 2-1 the putout, and the inning is over. It will be a walk to Minzy, but one run for Williams Ford on two hits, one runner left on base. Five and a half complete. We're tied at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead, presented by Six City, on a fireworks night, presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction, presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at LaPlata Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
America's Carpet Outlet is a full-service flooring dealer offering a comprehensive product lineup including carpet, vinyls, tile, wood, and more. And we provide professional installation on all our products. We are a locally owned, locally operated, locally involved business and are very happy to be a partner with the Spikes since their inception here at State College. Please visit our showroom on North Atherton Street in State College or see us online at acofloors.com. Go Spikes!
The Spikes Radio Network is presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics. Penn State Sports Medicine is now welcoming new patients. Call 814-865-3566.
One more Bark in the Park coming up on the 29th of August.
Yeah, that'll be a Tuesday night, the penultimate home game of the 2023 season. Also Penn State homecoming night that night.
Yep.
The students, by the way, will be back in time for the last 10 games of the season. Plenty to help them here. There'll be a Dollar Dog night also still to come.
Perfect.
First pitch to Josh Leslie, a strike on the inner half. Salvatore Ferro back on the mound, 76 pitches tonight. That one, the 77th, outside for a ball, breaking ball from Ferro. Leslie 0 for 2 in the game, to be followed by Carlos Contreras and Braden Blackford here in the bottom of the sixth in a 1-1 tie. Leslie fouls the 1-1 pitch off to the first base side. Ramada out of town scoreboard. Cubs lead the Mets 2-0 top of the fourth. Blue Jays up 1-0 on the Guardians top four. Later on tonight, the Yankees visit the White Sox. Giants take on the Angels. Diamondbacks host the Dodgers. Here's a ball floated down the third baseline, but it drops in fair. Leslie around first as the ball rolls all the way to the 325 mark in the left field corner in front of the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. And Josh Leslie, it might not have been the hottest of shots that he's hit this year, but he ends up with a double.
And right in at action now starts in the cutter's pen.
For Josh Leslie, that is his sixth double of the season. And now the go-ahead run back in scoring position.
Plenty of speed to get home, too.
Carlos Contreras, the left-handed hitting left fielder up. He is 0 for 2 thus far tonight. Four hits for the Spikes now to the three for Williamsport. And the pitch to Contreras. Breaking ball missed outside, 1-0.
I was asked about what it's like to be a visiting broadcaster during Boomer's birthday.
The 1-0 swing and a miss on the breaking ball.
It's the equivalent of every 15 seconds a drop of water hitting your forehead.
Is this the night Boomer comes up to make a special visit?
Supposedly he's going to stop up and say hi.
Oh, my.
That's great.
The 1-1 fouled off the top of the netting behind home plate.
Mitchell Scott warming, by the way, in the cutter's pen, and Patrick Kadelka warming in the spikes pen.
Kadelka's been very effective as of late. Of course, he had his relief outing curtailed on Sunday, officially went one inning. He was on the mound in the sixth when the game was halted and eventually stopped. A 1-2, Leslie takes off. The pitch popped up, foul ground, third base side of the warning track. Rojas makes a leaping catch. Leslie dashes back to second, and there's one away.
Drip, drip, drip.
Oh, Boomer. Finishing up the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard earlier today. Marlins over the Reds 5-4. Brewers top the Rockies 7-6. A's over the Rangers 2-0. And by the way, the Phillies now extending their lead to 6-0 over the Nationals. Washington without a hit through the first six innings. Braden Blackford is 0-2 tonight. Leslie at second, one gone. Farrow, the lefty, out of the stretch, as always, and the pitch a strike. Fastball on the outer edge.
But I took care of things.
Ah.
Told Boomer, I said, isn't it great that Frederick's throwing you a birthday party?
Oh! The old misdirection play.
Some are much easier than others.
Breaking ball down and away to Blackford, 1-1 the count.
There's great people down at Frederick. Harry Gross Stadium.
Oh, yeah. And a pickoff play to second, but Leslie back in plenty of time.
That was about as slow motion a pickoff play at second base to the point where they started to play the theme to Chariots of Fire. It was it was just slow. Looked like Pharaoh was running on the beach. It's like, come on.
1-1 the count to Blackford. The pitch. Swing and a miss. I'm going to go on the breaking ball. It's 1-2.
That's been, I think, his best pitch tonight. That breaking ball, that curveball. I think he's been really effective with it all night.
Remember a couple of weeks ago when we were in Williamsport, it was nothing but curveballs.
Right.
Farrow.
That's right.
One ball, two strikes. A lefty deals. Fastball this time, but it's upstairs, ball two. A reminder, the Ramada out-of-town scoreboard is brought to you by the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, located on South Atherton Street in State College. The Ramada is the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. 2-2 the count. Farrell looks towards second, and the pitch. That's bounced to the left side, charging in on it. Third baseman Rojas gloves it. Throw to first in time. Leslie taking off for third. He slides in there safely. Good job by Josh Leslie, aggressive on the base paths.
Beautiful base running, though. He went, he stopped, went back two steps, waited for Rojas to throw it, then he took off.
Despite the 5-3 ground down to retire Blackford, the Spikes go ahead, run just 90 feet away, and Caleb Marquez headed to the plate. Marquez came on as a defensive substitute in the second inning. Not heard if anything's the matter with Luis Aviles. We'll update you if we find out now.
Well, he's down in the bullpen
catching. He's down in the bullpen catching. Okay. First pitch to Marquez. Strike on the outer half. Patrick Kadelka is warming up out there. And you know what? I think that's what it is. Luis, it's something with the arm because he's got Xander Lovington with him.
Yeah, he's flipping the ball to Xander.
Or Ryan Guardino, I should say, down there.
Yeah.
Next pitch makes it 1-1 to Marquez as it misses.
Because the throw to second on the last play was awkward.
Yeah. 1-1, lined foul, first base side. Was tracking down the line, but curved to the right.
Yeah, you didn't really think much of it at the time. But you think back on it, it's like, yeah, that throw was a little squirrely.
Yeah. And yeah. Luis is looking to bounce back after arm surgery in the offseason.
Yeah, but they're down. I mean, this is the only catcher they have available.
Yep. 1-2, breaking ball outside. 2-2 the count.
Well, if he wanted more playing time, he's got it.
No question. Two balls, two strikes. Farrow delivers. Breaking ball low, and the count is full. Josh Leslie waiting, leading off third. See if the ball might get away, or if Marquez can knock him home here. Payoff pitch. Bounce foul, third base side. We'll do it again. Like I said earlier, Steve, good crowd on hand tonight.
Terrific crowd.
Looking forward to seeing everybody for the last 10 home games of the year. Also, the Happy Valley Music Fest coming up.
September 3rd.
Dirty Dozen Brass Band will headline. More local acts set to be announced over the coming days. And the 3-2 pitch to Marquez, outside ball four. Went with the curve again, but it missed. And the two-out walk puts runners at the corners for Brennan Durigi.
See, this, I think he desperately wanted to avoid this. I know it's a lefty-on-lefty matchup, but that doesn't mean it's a good matchup.
Now, and Farrow is now on 95 pitches tonight, 59 for strikes. Mitchell Scott has paused his warm-ups for the time being. First pitch to Brennan Durigi, lifted foul, third base side. This will reach the concourse, and a fan makes a nice snag right at the top of the steps. Section 304.
Scott for the A's just sprinted over there.
Oh, 1 to Durigi. Fastball called strike.
No minors for you. We'll rush you right to the big club.
You like Oakland?
How about Las Vegas?
0-2 to Durigi. First and third, two outs. Farrow delivers. Well, time for a ball.
What do you think of San Francisco? Trying to sell this joke.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Some things are hard to sell.
The city by the bay. No, not that one.
No.
1-2. In the dirt. Blocked by Minzy. 2-2 to Durigi.
I mean the other side. It's not the Golden Gate. It's the Bay Bridge.
Yep.
Been on the Bay Bridge. Been on the Golden Gate.
That's yes. Two balls, two strikes. Farrow to the plate. And Durigi pops this up. Foul ground, left side, third baseman Rojas over for it. Can't get to it as it drops just shy of the wall. Trying to track it through the lights, get his footing. He was the only one with a chance at it. The three fielders were over there.
Minzy ran to the dugout on the play. Because when the ball was in the air, he wanted to talk to Jesse Litch. I'm not kidding you. He ran to the dugout. There's no need for him to go there. The ball's down there.
Yeah, that's a unique one. Still two balls, two strikes to Brennan Durigi. And Farrow delivers again, and this one lifted in the air left field, playable for McNaughton. Ranging toward left center, now settles up, raises the mitt, makes the catch. The inning is over. Spikes threaten in the sixth, but no runs on a hit. Two runners left on base. Six innings complete. Still tied at one on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
The national sales event is on at your Toyota dealer. So stop in and check out Toyota's wide range of all-wheel and four-wheel drive vehicles, like a sporty Camry or a stylish Corolla, both with great MPGs. Or test drive a new RAV4, Highlander, or Corolla Cross, each with plenty of cargo room. And be ready for any summer adventure. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Hurry, offers end September 5th. Toyota, let's go places.
Wouldn't it be great if life came with a remote control? You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jonah Jenkins again, outstanding. Six innings of work. He yields just one run on three hits. Four walks, but three strikeouts. However, he will not be a factor in the decision. We're tied at one through six innings, and fans, the Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the seventh inning. You, too, can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Patrick Kadelka, the big right-hander, is the new man on the mound and taking you through the rest of the way, a guy who's anything but new to the broadcast booth, Steve Jones.
13th appearance for Patrick on the season, Joe. Last time out, Mahoning Valley, two-thirds of an inning to close out an inning. Gave up one hit, no runs. And Jenkins lowers his ERA to 3.14 with his six strong innings tonight. First pitch, a ball, one ball, no strikes to E.J. Taylor. Taylor 0 for 2 tonight. He popped out the second, and he struck out swinging in the fourth. He'll be followed by Freddie Rojas and Isaiah Byers. In the air, shallow center, coming on Harden, puts it away, one up and one down. Kadelka, 2-0, 14 strikeouts, 10 walks, 19 in the third innings pitch, 21 hits. I mentioned earlier that Farrow's hit three guys and how upset Joe gets about that. I mentioned that Kadelka's hit three guys, and Joe said he likes his aggressiveness. Pitch, and that's outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Starts about with 88 on the gun that time. Kadelka, four-seam fastball, slider, split, and a sinker. That's foul, third base side, clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. And it is no balls and two strikes. Obviously the McDonald strikeout guy, the pitch. That's rolled on the ground to first, and Logan Mathieu makes sure it's foul because he doesn't want an ordinary out.
Yes.
He gets it. He understands it. Byers struck out last night as the McDonald strikeout guy.
Yep.
0-2, and here it is. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. Brought to you by our good friends at Mountain Indy Health. And what is the fourth strikeout of the night for the Spikes? Looking to be part of an all-star team, Mountain Indy Health offers exciting opportunities with excellent pay and benefits. Apply today at mountainindy.org/careers. And everybody here with their ticket beginning at noon tomorrow and over the next 3 days, using that ticket, get a free Big Mac once they make a purchase. And that's out of play, first base side. DeByers, who is 0 for 2, flew to right to Dorigi in the second. In the fifth, he struck out swinging. 0-1. That's on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. Kadelka not messing around. 89 with a fastball that time. Patrick being aggressive. That is in the air, shallow right. Dorigi circles, and Brennan tooks it away, puts it away. A very quick, efficient 1-2-3 inning. Seventh inning stretch time, boys and girls. 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead presented by Six City on a fireworks night presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at LeBlanco Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills,
or just feel healthier? As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at geisinger.org.
Bottom half of the seventh inning, and to be honest with you, I thought Jerry sounded terrific on Take Me Out to the Ballgame. What? Over here complimenting the guy, right? Well, there's nothing like being at the ballpark. Can't make it to the game. You can catch the Spikes in action in Medlar Field, Loprano Park, and around the MLB Draft League with the league's official stream powered by Pixelot. Head to MLBDraftLeague.com and register for free to watch every game across the league wherever you are. 1-1 in Logan Mathieu against Mitchell Scott as Scott takes over here in the seventh inning. Mathieu is 1-for-2, single to center in the second. He's also popped out to second. Outside for a ball. 2-0 the count on Mathieu. Sixth appearance for Scott, 1-0 with a 2.89 ERA. 9 1/3, 8 hits, 3 runs, all earned, struck out 10 walks, 7 opposing hitters, 235 against him, and he waves and misses at a breaking ball. It is 2-1. Two balls and a strike. As Mathieu waits. And the pitch up high at the letters, 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes. Mathieu levels the bat in the left-handed box, the delivery. That's up high. And ball four. So Mathieu aboard with a leadoff walk. One thing about the Spikes with the current situation, there's nobody really to turn to in this lineup. Like at this stage, you wanted to pinch run. Now you don't want to do it yet. I mean, Fontebowa probably. To up high for a ball. One ball and no strikes to Marcus Page. 0-for-2, struck out swinging in the second and flew to left in the fifth. Vuletic on deck, who has an RBI double. Middle infield at double play depth and the 1-0. Outside corner for a strike. 1-1 the count. Hopefully that peanut butter swirl met expectations. Thumbs up. I hope the vanilla met expectations. Thumbs up. Good. 1-1. Low and outside. 2-1 the count. 1-1 our score in a game that has featured a total of 7 hits. 4 of them belong to State College. Outfield straight away and deep on Page. 2-1 the count. Swing and a miss. Big cut at that one. Slider that time. It's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Mathieu with his lead at first. And the pitch. That's on the ground up the middle. Picked up there by the shortstop Byers to... on to first, and the relay by Lash, outstanding, and a double play, 6-4-3. Just what Scott needed.
Slickly turned by Byers, going to the ground. Yeah. Lash with a good turn. Double plays, the pitcher's best friend.
16th double play. The cutters have turned in the second half of the year. Zach Vuletic is 1-for-2. 10 for his last 23 at the plate. RBI double in the fifth. And they are playing him deeper. Big gap, though, in left center. That's a strike. I mean, there is a lot of acreage in left center field. He hits it to the nook. He may get all the way around. Zach's got speed.
He sure does.
0-1. Outside, and Minzy tried to bring it back. Martin Hassenfuss says, au contraire, mon frere, 1-1 the count. 1-1. Down low for a ball, 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. The pitch to Zach. In there for a strike, 2-2. Kadelka will get the eighth inning. And the 2-2. Vuletic on the ground between short and third and into left field for a base hit. He'll make the big turn at first. A two-out single to left. And let's see. This guy is 5 for 5 in stolen bases. You have a right-handed pitcher. You have two outs. I vote go time.
Got speed. Go ahead, run. And we know, too, what Peyton Hardin is excellent at, hitting behind the runner.
Yes, yes, he is. Vuletic out to his lead at first. A pitch by Scott. Missed outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Curveball. So Vuletic has now seen one. Out to that lead again at first with two outs. Throw to first. Dives back in. Taylor slapped the tag. Jesus Asuaje goes over to talk to Zach. Zach says, been there, done that. We're good. 1-0 the count. Inches out to his lead again. Throw to first again. No tag this time. In the majors, he'd be done.
Yep.
I mean, he'd have to throw over the third time. He can, but you have to pick him off. You don't just give up the bag. 1-0 the count. There he, nope, he bluffed. There's a strike. It's 1-1. All right.
No maximums on mound disengagements or timeouts during an at-bat at any time here in the MLB Draft League.
Throw to first again. Vuletic got picked off. He was walking out to his lead, and that's when Scott threw over, and the inning is over. No runs a hit, and nobody left. At the end of seven full, 1-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics. Stop by P.J. Harrigan's Bar and Grill before or after the game, located on South Atherton Street inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. We are fun, friendly, affordable, and feature the best happy hour in town. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., get 50% off all drinks Tuesday and Thursday, and spin the wheel for discounts on Wednesday and Friday. P.J. Harrigan's is open Tuesday to Saturday from 4 p.m. to close. Dine-in or takeout is available with daily specials like prime rib on Friday and Saturdays. Close Sunday and Monday. Hit a grand slam with the best happy hour in town at P.J. Harrigan's inside the Ramada Hotel and Conference Center, the official host hotel of the State College Spikes. Call us at 814-235-1303 or visit us at pjharrigans.com for more details.
Hit a home run at your summer events by stopping at Nittany Beverage. The staff at Nittany Beverage will help you get your cooler filled with all the beverages you'll need this summer. From Miller Lite, Coors Light, and Pabst Blue Ribbon, to a wide selection of craft brews and imports, including Reds, Sam Adams, Yards, Blue Moon, and Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy. Plus, with Nittany Beverage's convenient drive-up service, you can get everything you need paid for, all without leaving your car. So hit a home run this summer with one stop at Nittany Beverage, 139 North Patterson Street in State College, or on the web at nittanybeverage.com.
So Braylon Skinner will lead it off here in the top of the eighth inning in a 1-1 game. He'll be followed by the top of the order of Ben McNaughton and Tyler Lash. He's 1-for-2 tonight, extended his inning streak to 11 with that base hit. That's high and wide for a ball, 1-0 the count from Kadelka. He then lined out to Leslie at short in the fifth. Bats on the left side, slight open stance in this 1-1 game. The pitch. That's fouled third base side, clears the roof of the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. That went right over the Geisinger box. 1-1 the count. Kadelka to the plate. Right down the heart. Good pitch by Patrick. 88 with that one. 1-2 the count. Outfield straight away, but not deep. Infield back. Leslie against the left-handed hitter. A couple steps toward the bag at short. The pitch. Checked it. Did not go. Level at 2-2. Wind is blowing out, but less than 5 miles an hour, and it is blowing straight out. Talk about no factor in the game. 2-2. Checked it. High 3-2. Again, a guy you don't want on base. He is 7-for-9 in stolen bases. He can take a walk and turn it into a double. 3-2 the count. And the big man, all 6-8 of them, delivers. At his line to right field. That's a base hit for Skinner. Picked up by DeRiggi. A leadoff single to center. So let's see now what Jesse Lisch wants to do, because he's bunted before. So do you want McNaughton to bunt? Do you want Skinner to steal? McNaughton is looking down, and Jesse's just looking out at the outfield. I didn't sense there are really any signs there at all. Middle infield, double play depth. Throw to first and dives back in. Scott was helped out by a 6-4-3 double play. Would not hurt Kadelka's feelings to get the same.
And Leslie and Vuletic have been a potent double play combo over the past week and a half or so.
Page, even the bag at third, creeping up. The pitch, and he did bunt, and he fouled it off. I'll tell you, we have seen in the last few years relatively few good sacrifice bunts.
Yeah. It's a lost art.
We've seen attempts at it, but Page, maybe 5 feet back of the cut at third. He's near the grass. 0-1 the count. He's creeping up. Kadelka with Skinner on first. To the plate. Nope. Throw to first by Marquez. A good job by Matthew. He kept that ball from going into right field because it was in the dirt. 1-1 the count. Something about Kadelka. Good slide step that time to the plate. He goes set at the letters. Throw to first, just a courtesy throw, no tag. 1-1 the count, nobody out, top of the eighth inning, and a 1-1 game. We're at Williamsport tomorrow night at 6:35. Then the Spikes go to Frederick and Trenton. Then back here, home sweet home on the 18th. 1-1, he holds. Left field, Contreras coming on, he can't make the play. Falls in front of him, first and second, with nobody out. And a really good bat coming to the plate in Tyler Lash.
And now for Jesse Lisch, the temptation might be, do you have this guy bunt? But probably not with the bat he's been wielding. Already with a hit tonight, and now Jerome Williams is coming out of the Spikes dugout.
Well, the entire infield will come up, which is standard practice. But I think this is going to be part Patrick and part infield.
Yep.
As to how to handle this. And you look at what Lash has done. He's got his one hit tonight. He's 1-for-2. He also has a walk. He's hitting .329. He is seventh in the league in hitting. And they are starting to stir in the Spikes bullpen. LeVar's bobblehead, first 1,000 fans, the LeVar Leap on the 19th of August, Joe.
That's a Saturday night, of course.
With fireworks on the field after.
Yep, the bobblehead giveaway presented by Stick City. College Township presenting fireworks from the field. You can come down on the field on the infield dirt, watch that spectacular fireworks show. And, of course, the first 1,000 fans get the bobblehead. Gates open at 5:30. With early entrance prior to that for season ticket holders and groups. Season ticket holders get in at 5:20, groups 5:25. Extra benefit.
1-1, top of the eighth, nobody out, first and second. Plenty of speed out there at the front of this in Skinner. Middle infield double play depth. The pitch, he wheels back and throws back. To be honest with you, Skinner was a little lackadaisical getting back there that time.
He was, and I'll tell you what, he actually, you know, he and Leslie, and they both say sorries, but he kind of ran into Leslie that time. Yeah. If that ball got away, it'd be a case for interference.
Kudelka goes set as Miller warms in the pen. The pitch. Bunts at third base side, picked up by Page, throws to first, stretched by Matthew in time. Runners move up to second and third, so they did use one of their better hitters to put down a bunt to move the runners up. Will Fenning to the plate. Fenning is 0 for 3, lined out to DeRiggi and Wright in the first. Bounced out to Matthew at first. And then popped out to Vuletic at second. The infield is on the grass all the way around. Kudelka could help his cause here with a strikeout or a pop-up. Second and third, one out. 1-1 here in the top of the eighth inning, and Kudelka delivers low and outside. Backhanded by Marquez. As Justin Miller continues to throw in the spikes pen. 1-0 the count. Spikes will go over 80,000 in attendance tonight. 1-0. Swing and a miss, and he was late on that one. 1-1 the count. Good slider that time from Kudelka.
Caleb Sophie now up in the Williamsport bullpen. Left-hander.
Kudelka at the belt. Looks at Skinner at third. And the pitch. It's in the dirt. 2-1 the count. We talk about players being up on the grass. Vuletic has both feet on the grass, and Leslie has both feet on the grass.
Mm-hmm. Interesting up the middle that they're that close. Usually it's about even with the baseline or a step or two in front of it.
I think part of that is Skinner with his speed. The pitch on the ground. Foul. 2-2 as it goes into the Cutter's dugout. Kudelka leans in, one out, second and third, top of the eighth in a 1-1 game. Kudelka sets and deals. To center field, base hit, that could score two. Skinner comes home, and they're only going to get one out of it. McNaughton stopped at third.
Well, Harden came up throwing. It was going to Logan Matthew as the cutoff man. But not even an attempt by McNaughton.
No. 2-1, though. They take the lead.
I think Jesse Litch might have been the one to hold him up there.
Right. Well, and he taps on the top of the head. In other words, hey, look, he did. But that's Jesse just acknowledging. You do what I told you to do. Our on-field host is still waiting for that moment. Mound conference. Boy, they need a double play to get out of this badly.
Yeah, one gone here.
And a really good hitter at the plate in Gonzalez. Jose tonight is 1-for-2, walked in the first. Grounded out to Matthew at first in the fourth, then his RBI triple in the sixth, and then on a wild pitch, he tried to score from third, and he got tagged out 5 feet from the plate, and guess what? That's it. With Gonzalez, the lefty at the plate, they want Justin Miller. Dave Tremblay comes out, makes the move. And the spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the eighth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit geisinger.org. So Kudelka done for the night, going an inning and a third. So far, one earned run given up, done so on three. It struck out one, did not walk a batter. And it'll be Justin Miller coming in. Oh, Miller seems to be a man for all occasions. 12th appearance. 2-0 with a 3.32 ERA, 24 strikeouts, 13 walks, 4 holds. Against Mahoning Valley Friday night, his last appearance, he went an inning and a third, gave up 2 hits, 1 run, struck out 1, walked 2. Only given up 8 earned runs in 21 and 2/3. That's the 3.32 ERA. And it seems like they can fit him into almost any situation they need. And to his credit, he seems to come through in almost every situation they need. Well, they need this one. 2-1 now. Cutters lead it. I would guess that Landgrell's going to come in tonight, too. I don't see him warming up, but he's been their closer.
Yeah, and of course, Spikes will have 2 shots at it.
Scott will probably pitch the 8th inning.
There is a lefty throwing. That might be Caleb Sophie throwing in the Williamsport pen again.
Well, the Spikes will have lefty, righty, lefty, righty, righty, lefty, lefty. So if you're wondering about the sequence, they'll have the top of the order, Harden, Leslie, and Contreras when they finally get their shot in the 8th inning. Justin Miller, a couple more tosses, and we'll be set to go. And again, on the road for the next 7. 7 in the next 8 days. Starting at Williamsport tomorrow night, then it's Frederick and Trenton.
It's kind of an interesting road trip because you've got going up to Williamsport, coming back, then to Frederick, but then the Spikes will come back home after that for the off day Monday, then go back out to Trenton on Tuesday.
Right. First and third, one out, one run in, top of the 8th inning, 2-1 Cutters. Miller delivers. And Gonzalez takes the ball inside, 1-0 the count. Good pitcher, good hitter. Good matchup.
Lefty-lefty.
Middle infield double play depth. The pitch. Hit high in the air right field. DeRigge going back. It's over his head. And that ball is off the wall. One run will score as McNaughton comes in from third. Pulling up at third as the ball then gets away. But pulling up at third and holding is Fenning.
And the ball slipped past the middle but went straight to third base. And Page scoops it up. But Gonzalez, the wall ball double. And he laced that one 105 miles an hour off the bat.
Well, it's a 378-foot, 375-foot sign out there. The ball went 381. So it's 3-1 Cutters here in the 8th inning. And they're far from done. There's only one out.
And fields up all the way around for the Spikes again.
Minzy 0 for 1. He's walked twice. He's also grounded to second. And blocked by Marquez. Great job that time by Caleb to get the shin guard on it that time. Kick save and a beauty. There'll be a face-off to the left of Marquez. One and 0 the count. Miller stares in. He goes set. And Justin to the plate. Outside 2-0. First base is open. But I think you want to do everything you can just to take care of each one of these guys. Minzy and Taylor back to back.
Yep, take it one by one.
Set by Miller. Infield on the grass. Here's the pitch. Low and inside, he goes 3-0 with first base open. But again, you don't want to concede anything here.
No. Now you're at the stage now, you really can't concede much more. Give yourself the best shot.
If he walks, then the middle infield will be at double play depth. The pitch and a 4-pitch walk, so the middle infield will be at double play depth now. The base is loaded and one out. Here's Taylor. Taylor is a very good candidate for a 1-2-3 double play. He's also a candidate for a grand slam. The big man does have power. He's hit two home runs. Had a couple of big nights in here last year. Driven in nine. He's got two doubles to go with the two home runs. Miller delivers. That's a swing and a miss. No balls and one strike. Four-seam fastball, curveball, slider, change. Has a sinker as well. That's the Miller repertoire. 0-1. Outside 1-1. Here's the set. And the 1-1. High and wide, 2-1 the count. More left-handed action in the Spikes bullpen. That might be Bruning. Been a while since Jacobs pitched. He hasn't pitched since July 29th. Outside, 3-1. You're now one pitch away from walking in a run. Three and one the count. And the pitch. Foul straight back, full 3-2. Now the job of the starting pitcher. Sebastian Rodriguez, seven sterling innings with nine strikeouts last night to get the win. Tonight, he's the one shagging baseballs. 3-2 the count on Taylor with the bases loaded, one out. Miller delivers. Popped up foul, first base side. It'll land on the roof for the Geisinger Champions Club and out of play. It's still 3-2. Yeah, Bruning hasn't pitched since July 29th when he got banged up against Mahoning Valley. And he's warming up now. Three-two with the bases loaded. Miller delivers. That's in the air, foul, first base side again. Three balls and two strikes the count. Pitch number eight of this at-bat coming up. Miller. 3-2. Popped up in the foul territory. Marquez underneath it. Puts it away. Two outs. They needed that. They have two runs in the inning already to take a 3-1 lead. But you need to keep this within hailing distance going to the bottom of the eighth inning. And now here's Freddie Rojas. Rojas is 0-for-3, bounced to second in the second, grounded to second in the fifth, struck out swinging as the McDonald strikeout guy in the seventh inning. So the infield backs up with two outs. And Miller delivers. Fouled off by Rojas. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. Wind is blowing out, but less than 5 miles an hour. No factor. Leslie, the shortstop, couple steps toward the bag at second. 0-1. The pitch. Checked it, did not go. 1-1. Outfield straight away, not that deep. Miller goes set. 1-1 to Rojas. Here's the pitch. It's on the ground. Base hit right field. That'll score two. Being waved in, and the throw by DeRiggi will go to third. And going to second as Rojas slides in, and it's now 5-1. Give Rojas credit. He has struggled all season but came through there with a two-run single to righty. Ends up on second base with the throw to third. as Fenning and Gonzalez both score. Minzy ends up at third. And the ninth hitter of the inning coming up in Isaiah Byers. Byers is 0 for 3. Flew to right in the second. Struck out swinging in the sixth. And in the seventh, he flew to right field to Dorigi. And the pitch. It's popped up foul, first base side out of play. 0-1 the count. So 5-1, a four spot here in the top of the eighth inning by Williamsport. 0-1 the count. Second and third with two outs. And the pitch. Checked it. Did he wave it around? Yes, he did. 0-2 the count. Curveball that time from Justin. No balls, two strikes. And time called. Five hits in the inning for the Cutters. 0-2 the count. And the pitch. Ooh, boy, close on that outer edge that time. Razor's edge, 1-2 the count. Ball and two strikes. Books closed on Kadelka, by the way. Three runs all earned in an inning and a third. 1-2. On the ground to third, Page backs up, sets, fires across, scooped up by Matthew in time, and the inning is over. But nine come to the plate and four score to the bottom of the eighth inning. Cutters lead at 5-1 on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Four spot for the Cutters in the top of the eighth inning. They have a 5-1 lead, and Mitchell Scott's done after an inning. Gave up one hit, no runs, walked one. Gives way now to the left-hander Caleb Sophie, making his 10th overall appearance, his 9th in relief. 1-2 with a 4.38 ERA. 12 and a third, 13 hits, 7 runs, 6 of them earned. He struck out 9, walked 9, hit 1, and opposing hitters 265 against the lanky left-hander Caleb Sophie. Sophie, 6'3", 185 pounds. He's 22 years of age out of Orwigsburg. Did his pitching at Shippensburg. 22 years of age. He'll face the top of the order for the Spikes, trying to get something going here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Down 5-1. Harden is 0-3. It's outside for a ball. Flew to center in the first. Then Taylor to dive to the back to get him in the third at first, and then flew to center in the fifth. Ian Tite backs him up at the letters. It's 2-0. Wesley on deck, then Contreras. Pitch by Sophie, swing and a miss, and he was late on that one. 2-1 the count, 89 with the Sophie fastball. And Sophie delivers. Back to Moy inside again, 3-1 the count. Up at Williamsport tomorrow night, we're on at 6:20 for a 6:35 opening pitch. And the 3-1, swing and a miss. 88 with that fastball. It's now full 3-2. Michael Lorenzen has thrown a no-hitter for the Phillies. In only his second start with the Phillies. So Michael Lorenzen has thrown a no-hitter for the Phillies tonight. Three-two to Harden. That's foul, third base side, clears the roof and out of play. Still 3-2. Phillies beat the Nationals tonight 7-0 as Lorenzen threw the no-hitter. Sophie stares in and deals. Up high, ball four, leadoff man aboard in the bottom of the eighth inning. Braves and Pirates of the Vermont out-of-town scoreboard, 4-4. Astros lead the Orioles 3-2 in the bottom of the fifth. Mets and Cubs 2-2 top of the sixth at Citi Field. And that pitch to Leslie's a ball, 1-0 the count as Mata continues to throw in the bullpen for the Cutters. Leslie 1-for-3 with that double back in the sixth inning, but he was stranded at third. Throw to first, he's back. That was a key sequence in this game. You get a leadoff double like that, and you feel like you got a really good chance of scoring. They could not get him in. 5-1 Cutters, bottom of the eighth with Harden on first with a leadoff walk. Sophie throws over. One and oh the count. Contreras waits on deck. Pitch up high, 2-0 the count. So he's had as many throws to first as he has to Leslie at the plate, and it's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. And the pitch up high inside, 3-0 to Leslie. Harden off to the lead at first. Not a big lead. Sophie goes set, stares right at Harden, and the 3-0. Up high, four-pitch walk to Leslie. First and second with nobody out. Contreras, a rare 0-for-3 as Anthony Marco comes out to talk to his guy. So Michael Lorenzen throws the no-hitter. It's the fourth no-hitter in the major leagues this year. They beat the Nationals 7-0. By the way, the Phillies Nationals will be the matchup in Williamsport at the Little League Classic. Struck out 5, walked 4 tonight. 124 pitches, 76 were strikes. This guy was an all-star this season with the Tigers. They acquired him right at the trade deadline. Cole Hamels was the last Philly to throw no-hitter back in 2015. That is the 14th no-hitter in the history of the Phillies, the 13th solo no-hitter. They have one combined no-hitter. Here's Contreras, first and second with nobody out, takes a strike. It is 0-1. Grounded to first, flew to center, and fouled out to third. It is 0-for-3 night. First and second with nobody out. And time called. They'll reset the 20. Sophie to the plate. On the ground at the middle, could be two. Steps on the bag, one, throws to first in time as Harden goes to third, two outs. See, that's what the Spikes needed desperately in the last inning. They needed a double play ball, and the Cutters get their double play ball. On the ground out to Byers at short, 6-3. Second double play that the Spikes have into in successive innings. Here's Blackford, 0-for-3 for him tonight. It's been an equal opportunity ground out guy tonight. He's grounded to third, short, and second. That's a strike, 0-1. It just changes the entire tone of the inning when there's a double play. And the 0-1 up high. 1-1 the count with Caleb Marquez on deck. Harden's on third. 5-1 Cutters here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sophie back to the top of the hill. Straight away in the outfield. And the pitch. He went around on a high fastball that time at 89. It's 1-2. Sophie leans in after that 6-3 double play. He's got Harden on third, but two outs now. Set. And the pitch. Checked it. Did he go? No, he didn't. Close. 2-2 the count. That was close. Essentially, the bat has to cross the front of the plate. And Don Goller said it did not. 2-2. That's down the left field line, but foul into the Pepsi Picnic Pavilion. Harden jogs back to third. 2-2 the count. Two balls and two strikes. Blackford waits. And the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three got him, and the inning is over. Promising start. Tough finish. No runs, no hits, and one left at the end of eight full. 5-1. Cutters on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official healthcare provider of Penn State Athletics.
SK Aesthetics specializes in non-surgical aesthetic solutions to help you look and feel your very best. With offices here in State College, we are your local provider designed to enhance your natural beauty, restore confidence, and leave you feeling renewed, refreshed, and beautiful. Our services include Botox to soften and smooth wrinkles on your face, dermal filler for subtle lip enhancement, and add lift and volume to cheeks, microneedling, PRP treatment, chemical peels, and skin care. Use the link in our Spikes Illustrated program ad to book a consultation and start the journey to a renewed version of yourself. SK Aesthetics. Keep your skin beautiful.
They are our love bugs and companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life better. When we face unexpected challenges, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people and their pets. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead presented by Six City on a fireworks night presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction presented by PSECU benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at LaPlata Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at statecollegespikes.com.
Fans of Spikes have called for relief as they bring in a new pitcher for the ninth inning, and you too can call for relief by contacting Geisinger. For more information, visit Geisinger.org. Justin Miller, two-thirds of an inning, two hits and a run. Gives way now to Jacob Bruning, who's been out of the lineup and is able to work his way back in. Worked hard. He has not pitched since July 29th. This will be his seventh appearance. 1-1 record with 9 strikeouts, 7 walks. That last outing was against Mahoning Valley, where he had to exit after a third of an inning. Well, it's great to see him back. He worked hard to get back, and so this will be his first pitch since July 29th. And the pitch. Checked it, and Skinner takes it for a ball, 1-0 the count. Skinner started all this in the eighth inning with a single to right field, and then he scored. He is 2-for-3 tonight with an 11-game inning streak. The 1-0. Down low, 2-0 the count. 5 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Cutters. 1 run, 5 hits, and no errors for the Spikes. Bruning stares in and delivers. Outside corner for a strike, 2-1 the count. Jacob, 6'1", 224-pound left-hander, 23 years of age, out of Gasport, New York. Did his pitching this past season at South Alabama. Low and outside, 3-1 the count. The first 4 years of his career, he pitched at Niagara. 9.1 strikeouts per 9 innings in his collegiate career. 3-1. Outside ball 4. Skinner is aboard. That'll bring to the plate McNaughton. McNaughton is 1-for-4. He singled the left and scored in the eighth. So a refresher on Bruning, since he hasn't pitched in 2 weeks. And the pitch, inside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Jacob, four-seam fastball, throws the slider, the change, and has a sinker. Middle infield, a double play depth. And a throw to first. 5-1, Cutters. Spike scored their run in the fifth inning on the Vuletich double. Cutters then scored a solo run in the sixth, but then the big four spot in the top of the eighth inning. On the ground to short, Leslie goes to a side, flips to Vuletich, one. Can't make the throw. Good slide by Skinner to break it up. So they'll get a fielder's choice out of that. One out. Tyler Lash, 1-for-2, walked, stole a base in the first. Popped up to Marquez, the catcher, who caught it near the pitcher's mound in the third. That was different. Singled and scored in the sixth, and then dropped down a sacrifice bunt in the eighth inning. And the pitch, way outside. One ball and no strikes the count. It's a change up that time from Bruning. Set by Bruning, and the pitch. Swing and a miss. That was the fastball that time at 88, 1-1 the count. Like that could have been the slider at 88. I think Bruning does throw in the low 90s. The pitch. That's on the ground to third. Page has it. Throws across the diamond in time. Gets lashed by a step, and moving to second is McNaughton. Two outs. Will Fenning is 1-for-4, RBI single, and scored in the eighth inning. Spikes will be gone for the next 7 games. 7 games in 8 days, Monday being an off day. And here's the set. And the pitch. It's down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. I know Joe will be having, Joe and I will be at Williamsport tomorrow, but then the other ones Joe has. One of those, Mike Rhodes and I, will be going down to Hershey for an event down there on the 17th, that Thursday night. 1-0. Inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Spikes in the bottom of the ninth to Marquez, DeRiggi, and Matthew. 5, 6, and 7 in the Spikes batting order in the bottom of the ninth inning. 2-0. It's down low, 3-0. Oh, good. Gonzalez is on deck. He's got a double and a triple. 3-0 the count as Bruning goes set and delivers. Well, he walked him on 4 pitches. First and second with 2 outs. Gonzalez, 2 for 3, walked in the first, grounded the first and the fourth, RBI triple in the sixth, RBI double in the eighth, and scored a run. And Bruning, lefty-on-lefty matchup, delivers in the dirt, blocked by Marquez. Gonzalez now up to 314 with his performance tonight. Bruning stares in, gets what he wants. First and second, 2 outs, and the pitch. Low and outside, 2-0. No need to nibble, just attack. No need to nibble. Show confidence in your stuff. That's what Anthony Markle and I, the pitching coach for the Cutters, were talking about before the game. Just trust your stuff. 2-0. Outside corner for a strike. Trusted it there with an 89-mile-per-hour fastball. It's 2-1. 2 balls and a strike. Bruning, big deep breath. Here it is. And a hit, Bruning. He's down. And everybody is safe. And Page covers home plate, and Bruning is down. Ashley McEwen sprints out. Jerome Williams, the pitching coach, out. Now Dave Tremblay will walk out. Both trainers are there. As Julian Fernandez Hodge, the trainer for Williamsport, comes out to join Ashley. I mean, you could hear it up here. Now, where it hit him, I'm not going to speculate where it hit him. Stands up. Jesse Litch comes out with some water from the Cutters dugout. He said, and Jacob takes it. He says, yeah, I'll take the water. So now they're going to talk to him about whether he can, what he wants to do here. I mean, there is now a right-hander going in the Spikes pen. That might be Marv Guarin. But Jacob talking with everybody right now. He is surrounded by umpires, both managers, his pitching coach, and both trainers. Everybody's backing off now, and guess what? Jacob Bruning is staying in the game. You could hear it all the way up here. The key was it did not hit his face. It looked like it hit him right in the rib cage area. He'll take some warm-up tosses to see if he's all right. Right now, just so you know, situationally, bases loaded, 2 outs. And for Gonzalez, that'll be a base hit. And Bruning, I mean, he was able to get it up to, 86. Let's see if he can get it up to 89 here. That's 87. Looking around, stretching the arms, talking to Jerome and to Ashley. And Don Goller, the third base umpire. Well, he's staying in. All the credit in the world. I know somebody would be out right now looking for sympathy. It's our on-field host. Here's Mason Minzy. You'd have been on a stretcher just for sympathy pains. So let's see if we get Mincy and get out of the inning. Jacob Bruning, gutsy. Sets and delivers. Outside for a ball, 1-0 the count to Mincy. Mincy is 0-4 tonight. He's 0-1 tonight. He's walked three times. Top of the ninth inning, 5-1 cutters. On the ground, foul pass Jesse Litch, 1-1 the count. Very classy of Jesse to come out, a couple of cups of water for him. You know, just to say, look, all competitors, I want to make sure you're all right. Bruning stares in. Obviously very sore as he does this. Can't not feel that. Here's the pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. It's 1-2. Bruning. Deep breath now leans in. The left-hander. The base is loaded. Two outs and a 1-2 count on Mincy. Goes set and delivers. Low and outside. It's even at 2-2. Spikes have due again. 5, 6, and 7 in the bottom of the ninth. Marquez, Dorigi, and Matthew. Then it'll be Paige Vuletich and back to the top of the order. 2-2 the count. Bruning goes set. And delivers. Oh, that was close. 3-2 the count. The runners will go on the pitch. Boy, that was close. I thought that came across the edge of the plate, but again, I'm from behind here. Matthew Hassenfuss has a better view. Runners will go on 3-2, two out. There they go. Checked it, didn't go. Ball four, and they'll walk in a run. That's the fourth walk for Mincy tonight. As McNaughton scores from third. 6-1. And here's E.J. Taylor, who's 0-4 tonight. Bruning goes set and delivers. It's down low for a ball, 1-0 the count. What hurts on the walk that knocks in the run, he had a 1-2 count. And the 1-0 swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. 1-1 the count. One ball and one strike. Ball and a strike. That's down low for a ball. 2-1 the count. Two balls and a strike. And the pitch. It's popped up foul over our heads and out of play. It's level at 2-2. Two balls and two strikes. Set by Bruning. Jacob waits and delivers. They bounce that one in. It's full 3-2 again. Stretching out those arms. Runners will go on this 3-2, two-out pitch. All three of them. Bruning goes set and delivers. Swing, foul tip into the mitt. Strike three, got him. Gutsy by Jacob Bruning to fight through a line drive that struck him on the mound for an infield hit. and he fought through it. He does give up a run. Strikeout brought to you by Mountain Indy Health. Their team of doctors care for women during all stages of life. Visit MountainIndy.org for more information. Bottom of the ninth in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
As a big supporter of the State College Spikes, Geisinger will help you swing for the fences, too. Whether you want to hit home runs, hike through the hills, or just feel healthier. As one of America's top healthcare innovators, our doctors and healthcare professionals are leading the way to solving Pennsylvania's biggest challenges and helping all of us live life to the fullest. Families have depended on us for generations, and we've been part of the community for decades. We understand that life sometimes throws unexpected curveballs. That's why everything we do is designed to provide you with exceptional, innovative care. People come to Geisinger from all over the nation, even the world, and you can take advantage of our world-class services right here in your backyard. Learn how we're rethinking healthcare and helping Pennsylvania thrive at Geisinger.org.
Bottom of the ninth inning, and Caleb Sophie back to work. He'll face Caleb Marquez, Brendan Dorigi, and Logan Matthew. He has a 6-1 lead to work with. So here is Marquez, who takes a strike. Marquez is 1-for-2. Single the center in the second. Popped out the third in the fourth and walked in the sixth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Bottom fell out of that one. 0-1 the count. No balls and a strike. And the delivery is bounced in there. It's 1-2. On Bark in the Park night, we hear roosters. 1-2 the count. So Marquez back in the right-handed box, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him. They'll complete the strikeout at first and do one out. Second strikeout for Caleb Sophie. And here is Brendan Dorigi. 0-for-2 tonight. Fielder's choice in the second. Walked and scored in the fifth and flew out to left in the sixth. And the pitch. Checked it. That's a strike. 0-1 the count. 88 with that fastball that time from Sophie. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut at an 88-mile-per-hour fastball. He's in the hole 0-2. Sophie stares in and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike three. He has struck out three in a row now. Spikes down to their final out is Logan Matthew. Matthew is 1-for-2 tonight. Single the center in the second. Popped out the second in the fifth. Walked in the seventh. Little Belfonte's own into that left-handed box. Here's the pitch. There's a strike. It is 0-1. Sophie looks in and deals. Hit very high in the air and playable as Skinner goes back underneath it. Braylon Skinner puts it away, and the Cutters win it 6-1. rubber game of the three-game set tomorrow at Bowman at 6:35. We're on at 6:20. Postgame in a moment on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider, Penn State Athletics.
Penn State Sports Medicine, we take care of the Nittany Lions, Division I Power 5 Conference, elite-level athletes. And so we feel very comfortable treating patients with sports medicine conditions, whether they're at Penn State, on a varsity team, a high schooler, an adult who's playing in a recreational league. We take care of it all.
Penn State Health Sports Medicine is welcoming new patients of all ages and abilities. Call 814-865-3566 to make an appointment.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Ann, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo. Do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up. That frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
The State College Spikes return home August 18th through the 20th. Friday the 18th, it's Bucko Mania Night. Saturday the 19th, the first 1,000 fans get a LeVar Elite bobblehead, presented by Six City, on a fireworks night, presented by College Township. Sunday the 20th, bid in the Josiah Vieira jersey out the back auction, presented by PSECU, benefiting Children's Miracle Network. And don't forget, the Happy Valley Music Fest returns to Medler Field at LaPlata Park Sunday, September 3rd. For tickets, call 814-272-1711 or buy and download at StateCollegeSpikes.com.
Williamsport wins it over the Spikes. The final was 6-1 in this one. The rubber game of the three-game set coming up tomorrow at Bowman. Cutters had 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors in the game, and left 9. The Spikes had 1 run, 5 hits, no errors, and left 6. Mitchell Scott gets the win. He's 2-0. Patrick Kudelka takes the loss. He's 2-1. The time of the game was 2 hours and 48 minutes before 3,074, and the Spikes have now drawn 82,598 on the season. And they're going to be gone for the next 7 games over the next 8 days, but then a big 3-game weekend series coming up with West Virginia on the 18th, 19th, and 20th, including the LeVar Arrington bobblehead depicting the LeVar Leap. And also fireworks in the field that night. So it's a big, big weekend. College Township presenting those fireworks. And that will be coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th. 18th at 6:35 on a Friday night. 19th at 6:35 on a Saturday night. And then 4:05 on that Sunday. So the next 7 on the road, starting with Williamsport tomorrow night. 6:35. Joe and I on at 6:20 from Bowman. We want to thank David. This is his last game with us tonight. He is outstanding at what he does, and he will be a success at everything and anything he does in his career. He is a pro's pro, and we have a lot of confidence in him, and he's made the broadcast exponentially better by his hard work. For Joe Putnam, I'm Steve Jones. Thanks for joining us on the Spikes Radio Network, presented by Penn State Sports Medicine, official health care provider of Penn State Athletics.